From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Minister Subianto discusses bilateral issues with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. Indonesia and Slovenia agree to increase economic cooperation. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto discussed several bilateral and regional issues with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim during a visit to Langkawi, Malaysia on Tuesday evening, according to a statement released on Wednesday. Minister Prabowo Subianto conducted the official visit on the sidelines of his agenda to attend the 2023 Langkawi International Maritime and Aerospace Lima Exhibition. Prime Minister Ibrahim said that he expects the relations between the two partnering countries to remain strong as ever. According to the official website of the Malaysian Prime Minister's office during the meeting, Minister Subianto and Prime Minister Ibrahim discussed collective interests, including strengthening bilateral and regional relations. Indonesia and Slovenia have agreed to explore more potential trade cooperation, such as pharmaceuticals, textile products, and furniture. Both countries also explore the possibilities of logistic operations with the Port of Koper to increase trade. This was conveyed by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi after meeting her Slovenian counterpart Minister Tanja Fajon at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs building in Jakarta on Wednesday. Meanwhile, in the investment sector at the meeting, Minister Retno Marsudi conveyed a number of investment priorities in Indonesia for Slovenia.
We agreed to explore more potential trade cooperation, such as on pharmaceutical, textile product, and furniture. We also explored the possibility of logistic cooperation with Port of Koper to boost our trade. On investment, I share some priorities for investment in Indonesia, among others, renewable energy, technology, and innovation. And we agreed to expedite the conclusion of negotiation of Indonesia-EU Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement.
Indonesia and Slovenia also discussed increasing cooperation in education and youth exchanges. Minister Retno also remarked that both countries agreed to encourage further collaboration between academic institutions, including through the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship for International Youth. In addition, the two countries will form a bilateral consultations forum to ensure a concrete increase in cooperation. Meanwhile, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Slovenia, Tanja Fajon, expressed her appreciation for Indonesia's chairmanships in ASEAN and the G20. She also remarked that Indonesia has played an important role in solving regional and global issues. She is optimistic that the cooperation between the two countries will continue to develop in the future. The Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Informatics has said that it has devised several strategies for preventing hoaxes related to political issues that could harm the public ahead of the 2024 general election. First, the ministry has prepared digital literacy resources for first-time voters so that they can seek information from valid sources. This was pointed out by Director General of Public Information and Communication at the ministry, Usman Kansong, at an online discussion on anticipating hoaxes in the election year on Wednesday. Furthermore, the ministry will support vulnerable groups such as people residing in remote areas, the elderly, and people with disabilities by providing them access to the right information. Let's move on to the international news. Russia's Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin signed a set of agreement with China on Wednesday during a trip to Beijing, describing bilateral ties at an unprecedented high, despite criticisms of their relationship in the West as the war in Ukraine drags on. Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin held talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Xiang. With the war in Ukraine in its second year and Russia's increasingly feeling the waves of Western sanctions, Moscow is leaning on Beijing for support. The Memorandum of Understanding signed included an agreement to deepen investment cooperation in trade services, a patch on exports of agricultural products to China, and another on sports cooperation. A key aide of former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan said on Wednesday that he was quitting politics, dealing a further blow to the embattled ex-premier's party as a standoff with the military intensified. Former Information Minister Fawad Chaudhry's resignation is the latest and the highest profile in a string of departures from Khan's Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf or PTI party, which the civilian government on Wednesday threatened to ban. The former information minister spent days in detention after violent protests swept the country this month after the detentions of Khan on corruption charges. Chaudhry is the second former federal minister to leave Khan. On Tuesday, former human rights minister Shirin Mazari announced she was leaving politics, citing health concerns after spending 12 days in detention. Singapore has maintained its growth forecast for 2023 at 0.5% to 2.5%, with growth likely to come in at around the midpoint of this range, the Ministry of Trade and Industry, or MTI, said on Thursday. The decision comes alongside data showing the economy growing by 0.4% year-on-year between January and March. This is higher than the advanced estimates of 0.1%, but still marks a sharp slowdown from the 2.1% growth in the previous quarter. Growth in the first 3 months of the year was weighed down by contractions in the manufacturing, wholesale trade, and finance and insurance sectors, said MTI's Permanent Secretary for Policies, Gabriel Lim. The central banks of South Korea and Indonesia announced interest rates decisions on Thursday against a backdrop of growing nervousness across world markets that the U.S. could be sleepwalking to an unprecedented and catastrophic default. Bank of Korea and Bank of Indonesia are both expected to keep their benchmarks policy rates on hold at 3.50% and 5.75% respectively, and keep them there into the third quarter before diverging. Economists surveyed by Reuters expect Bank of Korea to cut rates in the fourth quarter and Bank of Indonesia to ease policy early next year. The impact for markets, especially FX, will likely come from the policy statements. The won has ticked up a little bit this week, hitting a one-month high on Tuesday near 1,300 per dollar. The rupiah has been going the other way recently, slipping from a one-year high at the start of the month to trade back towards 15,000 rupiah per dollar. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesia becomes the first Southeast Asian country to be partner with Years of Culture Qatar Indonesia 2023. Indonesia was selected as a partner of Years of Culture Qatar Indonesia 2023, as well as the first country in Southeast Asia to have the opportunity to hold cultural exchanges with Qatar. Indonesian Ambassador to Qatar Ridwan Hassan at a press conference, which was attended by Antara Online in Jakarta on Monday, explained that Indonesia was the first country in Southeast Asia to be chosen as a partner for the Years of Culture Qatar Indonesia 2023 because of its richness and cultural distinctiveness. In addition, the presence of Indonesian people is considered to contribute to not only daily life but also social cultural progress in Qatar. Ambassador Ridwan also said that so far there have been 22,000 Indonesian diasporas in Qatar who have played a major role in promoting Indonesian culture. Apart from that, he remarked that there are many cultural similarities between Qatar and Indonesia. As for the opening of the Years of Culture Qatar Indonesia 2023 on Monday night, a drama was held by artist and director Rama Suprapto entitled Hayati, Panji's Stories of Searching for the Natures of Love, attended by the chairpersons of the Qatar Museum, Sheikha Almayasa Binti Hamad Bin Khalifa Al Thani. Meanwhile, the Director General of Culture of the Ministry of Education, Culture Research and Technology, Hilmar Farid, said that there will be a series of other activities to celebrate the Qatar Years of Culture Ulang. Meanwhile, the Director General of Culture of the Ministry of Education, Culture Research and Technology, Hilmar Farid, said that there will be a series of other activities to celebrate the Years of Culture Qatar Indonesia 2023 until December 2023. Some of the activities that will be held in near future include the coffee festival as a tool of diplomacy between Indonesia and Qatar, as well as a photography exhibition, which is one of the cultural exchange efforts. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuku Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history on May 25th with an event in 1958 when Ismail Marzuki passed away. Ismail Marzuki is one of the Indonesia's great composers. The works of the Indonesian music maestro are quite well known, including Rayuan Pulau Kelapa, Sepasang Mata Bola, and Halo Halo Bandung. Even his works are still sung by Indonesian musicians today. Ismail Marzuki passed away in Jakarta on May 25, 1958, at the age of 44. His name is now enshrined as an art center in Jakarta, namely Taman Ismail Marzuki, in the Cikini area, Central Jakarta. In 2004, he was named as a national hero of Indonesia. Let's move on to the next event about Africa Day celebration. Africa Day is the anniversary of the founding of the Organization of African Unity, or OAU, on May 25, 1963. On that day, the leaders of 32 independent countries in Africa signed the charter of the founding of the OAU in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. In 2002, the name of the OAU was changed to the African Union. Africa Day aims to celebrate the unity of the African continent. Africa Day is the holiday in six African countries, namely Ghana, Mali, Namibia, Zambia, Lesotho, and Zimbabwe. However, Africa Day is also celebrated in other African countries and immigrants outside Africa. We end today in history with an event in 2002 where China Airlines Flight 611 crashes. On May 25, 2002, China Airlines Flight 611, a Boeing 747-209B, flew from Chiang Kai-shek International Airport, now Taoyuan International Airport in Taiwan, to Hong Kong International Airport. The plane was damaged in mid-air and crashed in the Taiwan Strait 20 minutes after takeoff. The accident killed all 225 people on board. The incident was caused by a metal crack due to improper repairs to the aircraft 22 years earlier. The accident was the deadliest flight incident in Taiwan history.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Director General for National Export Development at the Trade Ministry, Didi Sumedi, and President of the Iran Trade Promotions Organization, ITPO, Ali Reza Payman Pak, signed a trade promotion cooperation agreement at the Bogor Palace, West Java on Tuesday. The agreement signing was carried out in series of visits by the presidents of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Sayed Ebrahim Raisi, to Indonesia at the invitation of President Joko Widodo on May 23 to 24, 2023. Didi Sumedi said by collaborating on trade promotion, Indonesia-Iran can introduce products and services to each other so as to increase business opportunities and bilateral trade volume. Didi Sumedi also said that a strong trade promotions cooperation can create a conducive climate for bilateral investment between Indonesia and Iran towards mutual benefit. This is also boosting products diversification as offered by two nations, increasing each market's needs, and identifying opportunities to develop new export products. Further, the signing aims to strengthen organizational relations in increasing trade and investment in both countries. The scope of cooperation includes exchange of trade information or trade opportunities, exchange of trade missions or purchasing missions, export exchange, trade promotion activities, as well as participation in trade shows in each country. ITPO is an organization under the Iranian Ministry of Industry, Trade and Mining. Initially, a joint agreement on trade promotions cooperation was proposed by the ITPO. The cooperation is valid for 2 years from the date it was signed and can be automatically extended if both parties still need a program and related activities. Didi said in a global context that continues to change, economic cooperation can be the basis for building stronger and mutually beneficial relations between the two countries. For this reason, cooperation between the government and the private sector also plays an important role in facilitating effective trade promotion cooperation between Indonesia and Iran.
I could stick around and get along with you. You know that I'll be with you if I could. I'll come around and see you once in a while, or if I ever need a reason to smile. Secure. Let me show you life can be so pure. Oh, life is easy if you wear a smile. Just be yourself. Don't ever change your style. No, you're so fine, being on my mind. Get nervous every time, and I can barely make a sound. Whenever you're around, you're so fine, being on my mind. Get nervous every time, and I can barely make a sound. Let me show you life can be so pure. Life is easy if you wear a smile. Just be yourself, don't ever change your style. Well, you're so fine, be on my mind. Get nervous every time, and I can barely make a sound. Whenever you're around, you're so, so, so fine. Be on my mind. Get nervous every time, and I can barely make a sound. Whenever you're around, and I can barely make a sound. Whenever you're around, you're so, so, so fine. Be on my mind. Get nervous every time, and I can barely make a sound. Whenever you're around, you're so fine, you're so fine, you're so fine. On my mind, and I can barely make a sound whenever you're around.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Besides having a variety of beautiful and interesting tourism objects, Banyuwangi, a district in East Java, also has a variety of delicious local culinary delights. One of them is nasi pecel rawon. This food is easy to find, starting from restaurants to street stalls in Banyuwangi. Nasi pecel rawon is actually a combination of pecel from Madiun and rawon from Surabaya. But when it comes to Banyuwangi, this food is also combined into pecel rawon, rice with vegetables and pecel seasoning doused in rawon sauce. When eating pecel rawon rice, you will find the savory taste of the typical pecel seasoning combined with a delicious rawon sauce. Fresh sensations also arise from vegetables such as bean sprouts, long beans, and spinach. It will be even better if eaten with side dishes such as empal, fried long, salted egg, fried tofu or tempeh, and also peyek. If you want to get a distinctive taste, pecel rawon rice is usually served according to the order. First, the rice is arranged with boiled vegetables on plate. Then it is given rawon sauce, and finally, it is given pecel seasoning on top of the vegetables. However, some are served with rawon sauce in a separate bowl. This typical food is easy to find in Banyuwangi. The price is relatively affordable, from 17,000 rupiah to 20,000 rupiah per person. This mixed pecel and rawon food has become the identity of the people of Banyuwangi. Banyuwangi cultural expert Hasnan Singo Dimayan said that the mixed dance has indeed become the character and expertise of the people of Banyuwangi. He also said that the people of Banyuwangi are very open to the new things. Pecel rawon is a form of Banyuwangi people's openness to various types of cuisine in Indonesia.
Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu. Kue coklat balon warna-warni, pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, kembali teringat malam ku hitung-hitung bintang. Saat mataku sulit tidur, suaramu buatku lelap. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Aku, kita tak pernah tahu berapa lama kita diberi waktu. Jika aku pergi lebih dulu, jangan lupakan aku. Ini lagu untukmu, ungkapan terima kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, Miscellany for today has a topic, BOB Downhill Competition 2023. Listeners, the Borobudur Authority Agency, or BOB, will hold a sport tourism event with the theme BOB Downhill Competition on Sunday, 28 May 2023, as a bid to promote tourism destination and creative economic centers in the BOP authority zone so that it is expected to have a positive impact on increasing tourist visits. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno stated that Borobudur has many attractions. Apart from the Borobudur Temple, there are also other activities developed in the Borobudur Authority Agency event, such as BOB Downhill Competition 2023. The event, which targets 300 participants, is expected to have a positive impact on community around the Borobudur Highland area, local government, homestay managers, as well as the bicycle community and visitor community for the BOB Downhill Competition. Acting President Director of the Borobudur Authority Agency, Agustin Perjuanganinangin, said that the BOB Downhill Competition 2023 will be held in the BOB Authority Zone in the Pine Forest area in the Menora Hills. Registration is open until May 25, 2023. This event is open to the public and both Indonesian and foreign citizens. Agustin further said that apart from cycling, the participants and visitors will be able to visit various tourism destinations as well as creative economic centers around the location, such as the Nglingo Tea Garden, Benowa Tourism Village, Tumpeng Menoreh in Magelang Regency, or Pager Harjo Independence Tourism Village. This activity will also include several micro, small, and medium enterprises from Magelang Regency, Kulon Progo Regency, as well as Purworejo Regency. All participants will later get vouchers to be able to buy MSME's products and typical products. The products in question can be viewed via links on the websites bob.kemenparekraf.go.id and IG at Borobudur and at Bob Cycling Fest. That's Miss Eleni.
Lihat peluang, buka mata, lihat dirimu, tak masalah, gapai mimpimu.
Stick to the plan, I don't give a damn. No need to worry, we gotta be, we gonna be alright.
Sometimes you need to slow.
Dengan cara baru lah lu, yang berlalu biar jadi masalah lu, yang negatif biar jadi yang elak lu. Freeze, harus lebih dingin. Peace, tolong didamain. Oh, cheers, tolong dituangin. Lebih santai dikit, kalau panas harus cooling down.
Buka mata, lihat dirimu, tak masalah, gapai mimpimu.
Stick to the plan. Siap ambil papan bila mereka tetap tenang, aku tetap maju ke depan.
Hey, I don't give a damn.
We gon' be alright. Sometimes we need to slow.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Music Corner. Now I'm going to give you a one wonderful song, Indonesian famous 90s boy band, namely Cowboy. Cowboy was formed in 1991 and Cowboy debuted with a single titled Katakanlah or Say It. The song is about a man who wants his girlfriend to express her worry. However, according to the man, there should be no need for his lover's anxiety because the man sincerely loves her. Therefore, the man convinces his lover with all his might. Well, the name Cowboy is taken from the abbreviation of Cover Boy because all of its members are cover boys or male models for youth magazine covers. They are Ali Mustafa, Gilbert Patiruhu, Ferry, and Poncho Buono. Well, listener, here is Cowboy with Katakanlah.
Katakanlah saat resah tak menentu. Katakanlah, oh kasih, bukalah hatimu, janganlah kau ragu. Getaran cinta yang ada di hatiku, semua itu karena dirimu, semua untukmu. Terusnya cinta yang ada di hatiku selama ini hanyalah untukmu. Percayalah kasihku dalam dunia ini.
Of Indonesia.
Seringkali ku
Of Indonesia.
All right, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.